If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
GPS-assisted travel is similar to subway travel in that it narrows the traveler's focus. It's very goal-oriented and efficient. While maps broaden perspective and invite side trips, GPS units invite strict attention to the upcoming turn. I try to compensate for this by pressing the detour button on my Garmin GPS frequently. By the morning of Saturday, November 21st, everybody I'd invited to ride with me to the MUFON meeting in North Carolina had bailed for one reason or another, so I traveled alone with my Garmin to Cornelius. I located the Acropolis Cafe, where the meeting was to be held, and then, since I had an hour to kill, drove what couldn't have been more than a few city blocks to Davidson, where I discovered the Davidson College campus. I'd been looking for a coffee bar in Cornelius, unaware of Davidson or the college, so the sudden appearance of both came as quite a surprise. About 25 people were in attendance at what some complained was a too-long-overdue statewide meeting of the North Carolina chapter of MUFON. State Director Richard Lang spoke at length about MUFON's new and, in my opinion, unfortunately named Rapid Response Investigative Unit, the STAR Team, funded by billionaire Robert Bigelow. Bigelow's generosity makes it possible for Lang, the national director of STAR, to dispatch investigators to close encounter sites within 24 hours of reports being filed.
That happened. The first STAR team deployment that I remember was the one up in New Jersey. CBS News picked up the triangles with the red lights on the corner, and that story got international attention. We deployed a STAR team investigator, and the resolution of the case was basically that we concluded that the event occurred because some guys took some helium balloons and attached red highway flares to them and sent them up in the sky.
Lang was followed by our Granville Angel, two L's, head of what's called Experiencer Support for North Carolina MUFON. Angel talked about a place called the Monroe Institute, where he'd had a brief, self-induced, out-of-body experience, and he stated his belief that human beings and extraterrestrials are all members of the same spiritual community, or words to that effect.
There's a book I'm reading by, I think it's Greg Braden right now, called The Spontaneous Healing of Belief.
I'm reading two or three
on their side. I guess what I'm trying to say is this, if you carry away nothing else, this isn't just about UFOs, but if you want to have some tools to understand UFOs, then look in yourself.
And we're listening, and we're very involved, those of us who are very involved, your brainwave frequency is probably in like a beta range, wide open away. Okay?
And so now, these beings come in.
Some of us are kind of like
coming in off another dimension, and one of my suspicions is they don't have physical Earth bodies, and some of them may be able to fit an enigma. Well, these bodies are strange, if this is true. Len Stringfield, who
technology
I think is probably
the best
at work time, where they were able to literally allow this body, again, this is conjecture, to decay.
Angel is himself an abductee, so I suppose he has more right to an opinion in these matters than most. But my attention wandered. Like Lang, I prefer corroborated testimony, preferably corroborated by physical evidence. In any event, you've probably anticipated the detour button tie-in, and here it is. I'm imagining some guy sitting in an office somewhere, doing whatever it is people do in offices. He's bored, so he opens a drawer and digs down through the debris there to the button at the bottom marked Detour. He presses it, and suddenly he's in Cornelius, where grown men and women, normal in every other respect, are discussing extraterrestrials and out-of-body experiences as givens. He feels better. The detour button, my friends. Use it early and use it often.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, chop to Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Aren't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California ship, I get your kicks on Route 66.